Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this beautiful seventh day of April 2018. Is anything good? That's what we're going to be talking about today, and I hope to goodness there is goodness in your life as well. I do hope, and we'll talk about that. I want to remind you that these radio programs, as well as our TV programs that you see on our website at aspire.org, as well as on YouTube, are supported solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gifts. We urge you to take a look at the idea of maybe becoming a sponsor. It is only through your sponsorship that we are able to continue this work, able to propagate, as it were, radio programs, TV programs to share with the world and to serve humankind. And that's what these are all about. It isn't about building a great big movement. It isn't about any of that. It's, for me, about serving you, the person that is listening. And maybe you think you came upon this radio program by accident, but it isn't true. There's so much more to this radio program and to our TV programs. They're there to help you. It is your time. If you're listening to this, this is your moment. And I'm very honored to be a part of that moment with you. So go to the website at aspire.org, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. And then when you get there, you will see a little, a little section there in the front that says support. If you click on that, a drop-down menu will come, and you can read all about why Support Aspire, where your donations go, and what this is really all about. I think you'll find it very helpful. And again, this is about serving humankind. This is not about creating a mass amount of people. Of course, with what I teach, it would be very difficult to do that, to do the mass teaching thing. This is a kind of a, for those of you who are stepping out of the pedestrian mentality kind of thing. Let's get into it. I get emails on many different subjects, and what I try to do is I try to group them in a way which makes sense for a program. Every other week, I write a commentary for my sponsors and for those of you who are subscription people. And in that commentary, I am in a series called The Mystique of the Mystical, and we're doing a very interesting thing with the process I'm explaining. In fact, right now I'm writing number 24 out of this series. I am writing to you about the meaning and the significance of what it is to be in an authentic spiritual process, not going to churchy kind of thing, not trying to be rich and famous and wonderful and have an easy life. I'm talking about the whole idea of my experience after 44 years of being a teacher, of really looking at what's going on, what a spiritual path is all about, a real spiritual path from the point of view of me sitting in a chair counseling all these years, teaching all these years, doing radio, TV, and retreats and workshops all those years. You get a perspective on humankind that you wouldn't normally hear from anyone else except someone who was doing this kind of work. So I offer these commentaries, and I do the best I can about their writing skills there and everything, but they can be pretty controversial because they kind of go off on a place where it wouldn't be really good business to say the things I'm saying. I am not mincing my words and trying to lure people in. That's not my goal. I'm not doing, you know, the kind of fishing expedition that, you know, people want to do when they're trying to make a large group of people or bring more into the fold. So you have to understand, I speak from experience, and I do not mince words in that experience. I just need you to know that before we begin. For those of you who haven't read one of my commentaries, the first question comes from Kevin in Seattle. I have a friend who gave me one of your commentaries, and after reading one of your commentaries, I ask you, do you have anything good to say about the world, people, etc.? You seem negative, Kevin. Kevin, I'm not negative, and I'm not positive. I am neither. I just inform you of the facts of my direct experience with human beings, with what they do, what they say, what they think, their hypocrisy, their lying, and I just merely report that to you. Now, what you want to do with that, I do not know. I mean, that's up to you. And how you take that, I do not know. And that I can't do anything about. What you do with what you hear, with what I teach, is up to you. I can't say it in any better way than the way I say it. I write it and I just tell it like it is. You see, it's a commentary, which means I'm commentating on what has happened. I am, so to speak, showing you what has happened, not only to this world, but to my life, your life, everyone's life. I don't mince words because when you mince words, you can be totally misunderstood. Now, you're probably totally misunderstanding me. And I have found that there is absolutely no way for me to teach without being misunderstood because everybody listens according to the perspective of their own psychology, their own thinking. So your background, your genetics, your DNA are all dispositions for which you live, move, and have your being in this world. In all of that, of course, there is the whole idea of how you hear something, your psychology. So when you hear me say boo, you may hear me saying boo, but I'm really saying ba-boo. But you hear only the boo. So you don't really understand in context what I've been teaching or what I've been doing for the last 44 years of my life, teaching as I have. And after you start teaching for a while, after about 10 years, you truly get the flavor of what human beings are all about. You say, after reading one of your commentaries, I ask you, do you have anything good to say? Well, everything I am saying is a fact. Now, these facts can change, but rarely do they, because we are, a product of our habits. We are a product of our initial genetic instincts. So no, not many things do change, and there isn't a great deal of good. If you haven't looked around, Kevin, I don't know how old you are, where you really live, move, and have your being in a course of the day. Things aren't very good. We're way overtaxed. No one's doing anything about that. We're in wars we don't even know about. Nobody's doing anything about that. We're fighting among each other through genders, you know, the Me Too thing, the men thing, doing what they did. We have a lot of ugly stuff going on. Now, maybe I should ask you, do you have anything good to say, and what would that be? I'd be very curious to hear it. It would all be about your perspective. What I'm trying to do in my commentaries is offer you the facts of what is going on based on the truth of what great spiritual masters have taught us. My commentaries are not bitch sessions where I'm just, you know, spilling out crap to you. That's not it. I am taking real life events, real life difficulties, real life problems. I'm showing you why they don't get solved and how they can be healed and what we could do to heal them. That's all I'm doing. And yes, it sounds pretty negative because people don't want to change. People don't see a need to change. people won't allow for change. They won't allow for growth and maturity. They just won't allow for it because they have personal agendas. They have things they want to do and have and say, and they have their own lifestyle that they want to have happen in their living, and that's all it's about for them. So, yeah, it's pretty hairy at times, and it gets kind of difficult as we go on, but that's just the way it is. And if it sounds negative to your ears, it just means that, one, maybe you're not ready to mature and to listen to all of this and go, oh, I need to change this, this, and this. Or maybe it sounds negative because you're a part of all of that negativity. Maybe. Or maybe it's because it's so overwhelming that you don't have the mental acuity to deal with it. Maybe you need to have everything just the way you like it so you can continue on the way you are. I don't know. I've never met you, so I wouldn't know. But what I'm saying to you is absolutely true. Most people do not have the chutzpah, the mental acuity, the acumen, to really understand what is going on in their lives and what we're doing to this world by having babies unconsciously. Can't you see we don't need any more babies? By the way we live with our garbage, our food intake, what we eat, how we eat, this whole thing. We are not aware of the laws that govern this world. We're just not aware of them, and nor do we want to be because we want what we want. We live in a me-first society. And that's why things are the way they are. We don't put the laws ahead of the me first thing. And like I say, we don't even want to know the laws. I will be writing a commentary. In fact, there are two of them coming up on the laws that govern this world to help those who, you know, care. And if you're a subscriber or if you're a Aspire sponsor, you get the, if you're a sponsor, you get them for free. Okay. And if you're a subscriber, they only cost $15 a month. They're no big deal. Their podcast video cast comes along with it. And I'm not selling them. Believe me, I'm not. I keep these under wraps because I don't want to take the heat for it all the time. But I do take heat like you. Giving me some heat here. And that's good. There's no problem there. But there you are. I keep this all only for people who I feel are more conscious and want to do something about themselves in this life and understand what it means to have service to humankind. And most people don't. They don't even care about service to humankind. It doesn't even dawn on them what that might mean. And that's part of the problem. Okay, Kevin, enough of me for today for you. Thank you for your beautiful little email, and I hope you never read one of my commentaries again. Please forgive me. Namaste. Oh, God. You know, you put something out with the intent of serving a higher purpose, and then you get these little squawkers that people that just don't get it. They everything has to be in a language and in a form of belief that they can comprehend, and that brings it down pretty low. So here's the next one from John. He does not tell me where he lives. Smart. Greg, as the world is as it is, and as you talk about it, you seem to be a person who sees only the negative of it all. If you look at our advances in the world in technology and medicine, we have come a long way. Don't you think that's true, John? John, we've come a long way in technology, but we always use it for evil. We do. Doesn't matter what technology. When the iPhone first came out, I was thrilled. I was. And I was in San Francisco when that happened. I didn't get to see, of course, the speech that Steve Jobs made on it. It's a classic, but I'll tell you, it was one of the most exciting moments of my life because I started to think about all the good things that the phone would do. I did not know about apps in those days or any of that. I did not know that they were going to hurt all of our phone numbers and information about us personally and hurt it into, Facebook and things like that, which weren't even on the map in those days, and blah, blah, blah. Who knew? We take all this technology and we use it for evil, to hurt people, to get advantage over other people that hurts them. And we don't give a damn. As a human race, we don't give a damn. It's our DNA. It is fight or flight. It is the whole idea of survival or death. That's really all it is. I want my money and I want it now, and I've got this information. I can sell it to you for millions and millions of dollars and blah, blah, and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And there you are. So technology could be very helpful, and it is very helpful. Technology is making this radio program possible. I'm sitting in my little studio in my home, making this radio program instead of being in a studio where there's tape all over the place and you have to, make an appointment time to be in the radio station to do the program like we used to in the old days, the really old days. That doesn't exist. This is wonderful. I'm sitting here in my pajamas doing this, and I'm very grateful for that. But when you get human nature involved in anything, human nature that has both quasi-good and quasi-evil involved in it, you set into motion some pretty ugly things. If there is anything good about technology, which there is, the way we use it makes it ugly. And that's human nature, because we don't care about one another. There is no deep, profound sense of love for one another. We just do what we do, what we do, what we do to get what we want, to get what we want, and to get advantage. And because we live like that, in that atmosphere, it affects each and every one of us in different ways. So this world is off. This world is people. We the people. Look at us. Now, I don't mean to be a political person here, but this is a country that elected a man who can't read. He's got some real mental problems. The only reason that people voted for him was because of his wealth, his supposed wealth. And now I don't know if he really has any wealth. He brags about the idea of not paying taxes to a country he says that he's patriotic to or is devoted to. He doesn't want to pay money to the government that pays him. There's all sorts of really crazy stuff going on. This is a really strange world. You're telling me that my worldview is off? I just think I'm pointing it out to you and you haven't seen it. Now, let's go to medicine. My mother passed on from cancer when I was 18 years old. I'm 68 years old now, okay? No, 67, I'm sorry. I'm 67 years old. I work at hospice every week as a volunteer, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, the measures that my mother died of and how they treated her is the same measures that people die of now. We have made no advances in cancer. None. I don't care what anybody says. I am there. I watch it. You give money to the American Cancer Society, you are just blowing your money away. It isn't going to cure. In fact, on NPR the other day, I was listening, and there was this little company here in California that found a cure for, I guess it was 17 or 18 different kinds of cancers. They sold it, this method, this methodology and medicine, to Pharmaca, and guess what? Now you can get that cure for $500,000 a treatment. That's it. So only rich people can get this. And you're telling me, or you're saying to me, that my worldview is askew. It is the people of this world that make this world as ugly as this world can get. Because of greed and insecurity, we do not see that as you give, so shall you receive. We don't even get the begats, that what we do here begats this, begats that, and eventually comes around to you and me. I don't know what kind of advancements we've made. I know it's easier to die now because we've got drugs that take us away from that experience in the physical. I know when I go to my dentist that he still has to numb me out and all of that other stuff and do the things he does that were very similar to when I was a kid. I know when I go to a medical doctor that there are chances are that he doesn't know what the hell he or she is doing. They're only guessing. They have to run all these tests, and then it's a guess from there. They don't really know what they're doing. They pretend to know, but they don't really know what they're doing. They only hope to be able to know what they're doing and to do what they do. I don't see the advancement we need, John, really, is love. The advancement we need is consciousness in this world, in each other, in the basic goodness of each other, to act and react and respond and give from one goodness to another goodness. That is what we truly need. Are we getting that? Are we doing that? Hardly. I don't think so. That is not really what we're about, and that's not really what we're much interested in. So I don't see the world getting better, John. I see it profiting. I think it's all about profit. How much can a person get? How much can a person sell? It's all about money and greed, and we don't care about each other. And the real step forward would be at least caring about each other, at least that. And I don't think people do in general. I don't. So there you are, John. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, real quick, from Lisa in Cooperville. And I don't know where that is. She just said that. Are we going to hell? Are we going? Honey, we are in hell. This is it. I mean, it, you know, you can probably say to yourself, well, it's not so bad. It's not, you know, brimstones and all that. But pretty much this is the hell we've made for ourselves. We live in a world where we don't care about each other. We live in a life that is pretty shabby. We are taken advantage of. We don't really know our ass from a hole in the ground. We don't know what we're doing most of the time. We're kind of, we follow the herd. I think you could say this is pretty much hell. You know, I do. I don't think you could look at this as nirvana. It could be made into a nirvana. This could be really beautiful, but due to all sorts of personal preferences and insecurities, mental, emotional insecurities, and very, very bad genetics and DNA that we mix around and do, I don't think you're going to find a great deal of joy in Mudville here. So, no, we are in hell. It's not a matter of going to hell. We have created our own hell here on earth. And it's due to the fact that we resist discipline. We resist doing those things that would help us. To me, discipline is not doing those things that harm me or harm you or could potentially harm you as a person. So I wouldn't do those things that in the overall picture would cause grief in your life. But who thinks like that? Not many. We're all thinking about, well, what's our rights and what can we do? And it's my right to do this and my right to do that. And if you haven't noticed, we're turning fascist. We are in a fascist country. We are as much as, you know, Hitler, Mussolini, all those people. We're right there. We're right back. History did repeat itself because we didn't mature spiritually. And who believes in that? No one. Thank you for your beautiful question, Lisa, and I acknowledge you in the hell that we are both in. All right, a little tongue-in-cheek there at the end. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning if you can take it, eh? Please forgive me. You're going to need to. Namaste.